Welcome back into Husker Game Day. I'm Jessica Cootey, and it's time for a bowl edition Corn Husker conversation presented by Woodhouse. And we got a good one here for you in the final game of this season. Sierra Wright, the senior defensive back, just wrapped up your final practice as a Husker. You were carried off. How did that feel?
It was great. I definitely was, you know, just like, dang, it's crazy. Time has flown by, you know what I'm saying? And I'm very happy and blessed to, you know, wrap up the college career here. So it's awesome.
Tell us about this tradition here that the seniors get carried off.
Yeah, I was, you know, last year in New York was the first time I had heard about it when we were over at Fordham. It's just a way to pay respect, I'd say, just to, you know, all the seniors. You know, they've been in college for a long time. Everybody's had their own unique journey. It's just a way to, you know, a little nod of respect, you know, having your teammates carry you off the field.
How'd your guys do carrying you? Some of the other guys had a little trouble carrying their guys.
I say I definitely was one of the lighter carries of the group, you know, so they didn't struggle too hard.
Well, how have the preparations gone specifically here in Vegas over these last few days?
It's been really good. We've been very locked in. I'm very excited for the game, very excited for the team, for the defense. It's been good practicing here at Gorman. They've got some great facilities. I've enjoyed the meeting time. I feel like we're very, very prepared.
What does this game mean specifically to you, getting to play this one more bowl game?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it just means a lot. I'd say, you know, college has been a very great, you know, journey for me. I've grown so much throughout my time. I'm appreciative for my time at USC, for my time here in Nebraska. So, you know, I'm just ready to, take that next step in my life. But I'm excited for this game, though.
How about just the last month? How have you approached it, knowing that it is your last few weeks with this program?
Yeah, I've been trying to, you know, just take it all in and savor every moment, you know, enjoy and cherish. I think that, you know, there's some amazing people here, amazing players, coaches, staff members. So I've just been trying to, you know, enjoy all my moments with them.
Why do you think you've talked a lot about this over the last couple of years, about your growth as a player and as a man? Why do you think that has allowed for you to really flourish here during your time as a Husker?
I would say that, you know, the people are so great. I think that everybody here, you know, Coach Rule, he does a great job of building a team that lifts their players up and pours into them. You know, I think that is, you know, how you grow as a person. You know, you have to be loved and you have to love others. And I think that Coach Rule does a great job of making sure that everybody that's in the building wants to grow and wants to push others forward and do things for others. So I'd say that's why I've been able to transform so much since I've been here.
He's a tremendous leader, and he's been so complimentary about you being a tremendous leader, one of the best he's had in a locker room. What does that mean to you to see that he recognizes your leadership capabilities?
Yeah, I think it means a lot. You know, I think that Coach Rule is a great leader, and so to have him say that about me, you know, I feel like it affirms my belief in myself in terms of my leadership capabilities, and it gives me the confidence and continue to lead and lead in other spaces as I move forward.
Do you feel like you've grown in that area since you've been here, or have you always been a natural leader?
I've always been a natural leader, but I think for leadership to excel, you have to be put in positions to do it, you know, and I think that being here, I've been given that opportunity to show my leadership skills. You have to have trust, you know, people have to trust you, they have to respect you, and I think that I've been given the opportunity to earn my respect and, you know, gain the trust of my teammates.
That's great stuff. So this secondary, you guys have been one of the best all season long, starting from game one, and have been able to maintain that. What you guys have done at second in the nation in pass defense, what do you credit the consistency for you guys, especially in the secondary, throughout an entire season?
Yeah, I mean, I would attribute that to you know, our closeness. You know, I feel like we've done a great job from after we played Boston College to now, you know, just working together, working on our technique, and spending time with each other. I think that when you spend time with each other, you know, you're building that chemistry. You know what I'm saying? And as a secondary, it's a unit. It's not just one person. So playing as a unit has been great. I think Coach Williams has done a great job of, you know, teaching us. I think Coach Butler did a great job while he was here teaching us. So I would just say that we've, you know, been a great unit, and at closeness allowed our chemistry to show.
Being that in that unit, there are so many guys like yourselves that have played a lot of football together. How does that carry on when you guys leave for some of these young defensive backs?
Yeah, I mean, it's about passing that experience down. What's up, Cannon? It's about passing that experience down, you know, passing down the lessons to the people that are after you. I feel like, you know, all the younger guys in the room have learned a lot from us, and I think that, you know, they'll take everything that we've said, you know, all the things that we've messed up on and, you know, told them to do better, and they'll do that.
Going into this matchup, what's going to be the keys for this secondary, especially? I heard a lot about how much Utah wants to run the football. What goes into the job for the guys in the secondary to be able to help slow down that run game?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just, you know, being physical, obviously, you know, winning on the perimeter. But one thing that's very important, you know, as a team that has a good run game is going to have a great play action pass. And that's, you know, one thing that Utah has been good at, you know, building their play action passes off of their runs. So I think that, you know, we'll be able to, for us to succeed, we'll have to have great eyes, great run pass keys. So that, you know, when they are passing the ball, that we're playing the pass, and when they are running the ball, we're playing the run.
Overall, just the game plan with Coach Snow and the kind of the moving parts of certain guys coaching different positions, what do you feel like might be different and might lead to some success with how you guys are approaching this game plan against Utah?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely liked how active all the coaches have been. I've loved how active Coach Rule has been. You know, Coach Rule has always been somebody that's he feels like he's a part of the team, not just as a coach, but, like, you know, he's in the battle with us. And so I think that his activity during practice, you know, making sure that he's, you know, hyping up the D linemen and all of that, you know, builds that confidence in players. So I think that's going to show up on Wednesday.
What about you personally? What are your goals for your last time here in this uniform?
For me, you know, it's just go out there, make plays, but most importantly, do my job.
For this defense to have success, what do you feel like you guys need to do to set the tone really from the start?
You know, you want to take the ball away. You know, I think that creates momentum. You know, gives the opportunity for the offense to come out and, you know, attack their defense. So I think for us, you know, getting some turnovers would be really good for us.
You talked a lot about your journey, but how would you describe your time at Nebraska and in this Husker uniform?
I would just say, you know, it's been, I've said transformative. I think that's been the word I'm probably just going to stick with. I think that I came in here as one person and I'm leaving somebody else. And I think that, like, all of my qualities that I wanted to build upon, you know, things that I wanted to grow in, I think that I've done that. So I'm extremely grateful and thankful for my opportunity that I had to come here.
What about Husker Nation, too, and the way that they've traveled? What has that meant to you to have this kind of support while you've played here in this uniform?
Yeah, I mean, it's so awesome. I mean, I think we have the best fans, honestly, the best fans in the country. Like, I think it's so cool, you know, how supportive they are, how supportive they are and how they'll travel to wherever we're at. So, you know, I'm thankful for the love they continue to show.
If people can hear, we've got a special guest here in this interview. Who we got here?
My little brother, Cannon. Cannon, say hi.
Say hi.
I didn't know why.
Did you say go Big Red?
Go Big Red.
Good job.
What's this like, having a brother here able to watch what you do?
Yeah, it's cool. You know, I took child, youth, and family studies while I've been here in sociology. So I think that I've learned a lot about child development. And so thinking about that and just thinking about my little brother, you know, how much of a sponge he is and how, you know, the way that I operate is what he's going to see and what he's going to, you know, take into his life as he gets older. So I think that, you know, I always just try to be that role model for him, you know.
What has your family thought about Nebraska and what it's done for you?
I mean, they thought it's been the most awesome thing, you know, for me to be able to come out and be by myself. I think was a scary thing for them, but it's been an opportunity for me to grow and really come into my manhood.
So moving forward, I know that you guys had some goals going into the season that maybe you didn't quite attain, but what's your belief level in this program and the direction that it's headed?
I have a ton of belief. I think that they're going to do great things, you know, as years go on. You know, Coach Rule was talking about how at the end of the day, you know, everybody has journeys, you know, and the point of a journey is not about the destination, but who you become throughout it. And I think that, you know, every player on the team, every coach, every staff member has, you know, grown. And, you know, I think that they can learn from lessons, learn from mistakes, and take it on to the rest of their life. So regardless of whether we didn't achieve certain goals that we wanted, I think that the growth throughout of it has been the sweet part about it.
That's incredible. All right, so last time you're going to put on this uniform, have you thought about how you're going to approach the game? Are you trying to do anything differently or think about it any differently?
No, I'm just approaching it like it's you know, any other game. I don't want to change what I've been doing. You know what I'm saying? I've played one way and had approached, you know, the same way throughout college, so I'm going to keep that up.
And then just for the guys that are going to be coming back, how big is a win going into the offseason?
I think it's huge. You know, having that momentum coming into the winter training, I think it's really good. And I think it was good for us last year, so I think it'll be good for this team going into next year.
What are the biggest things you're going to take away from your time as a Husker into this next chapter?
I think, you know, slowing down sometimes. I think that was one thing I learned. You know, when you slow down and you let your mind calm and settle, you can really focus on what it is that you want. I think that's one lesson I'll take away. I think, you know, seeing people and appreciating people. I think that everybody in life, like, everybody just wants to be seen and appreciated. You know what I'm saying? I think that's something that I've really learned since being in Nebraska, because I didn't have all of the distractions and fast-paced life pulling me every which way. I was able to connect with people that I wouldn't have connected with in another time. And so I think that, you know, outside of football, that is just a really, really great lesson to have. So, you know, I think I'll carry that with me, you know, just try to bring people joy as life goes on.
That's awesome. Would you have ever thought you would have loved Nebraska as much as you did 3, 4, or 5 years ago?
I promise you, I never thought I was going to be here, but I'm so thankful for God for bringing me here. So,
great stuff. Appreciate your time, all the time that you've spent with us here on the Huskers Radio Network, and best of luck in your last one as a Husker.
Yes, thank you so much.
Again, that's senior defensive back Sierra Wright as he prepares to play his final game as a Cornhusker. We appreciate him spending some time with us here for this week's Cornhusker Conversation presented by Woodhouse. Woodhouse has been a trusted partner in your everyday since 1975. Shop for your next vehicle with the home team at Woodhouse and the official auto dealer of Nebraska Athletics.